Cindy Ferris here from the Downtown Brine Association. Time once again to plug not only First Friday, but here we are on the home stretch before Texas Reds.
Yes, we are. We are extremely busy. First Friday still continues. We've got a big First Friday planned for September. One of the things that is new in September this year is that the Fiestas Patrias organization will be at the Palace Theater Friday night. They have their 25th annual Cultural Day celebration, and in addition to crowning their queen and the other program that they have, they're bringing in some really quality entertainment. There will be several singers, a mariachi, a ballet folklorico, so we're happy to host them this year for their Cultural Day celebration.
In fact, that's something I've noticed over the last couple of years. We've talked off and on about how y'all have tried to partner with other organizations
yes.
to make First Fridays, in this case, a much bigger deal.
Yes. And September, again, is always a busy time since students are back. We have all of our usual musicians out on the streets highlighting the arts at the Seed Gallery. Actually, there's going to be a really cool thing for kids. They are going to have a monster hunt downtown. The Seed Gallery kids are sponsoring that. There are some sculpted monsters that are going to be placed and hidden around downtown, so people are going to be looking for those. We've got a free movie at Sail Park. Hero of Color City will be down at the park starting at 8:30, and we'll have snow cones. We actually have snow cones in two places downtown tomorrow night.
Let me go back to the Seed Gallery okay. for those who aren't familiar where it's located, because I presume kids and their families need to check in there first before actually doing the hunt.
Yeah, they're located in the federal building that's at the corner of 26 and Parker, where our office happens to be. These are some things that they did during a camp, I think, earlier this summer. And there's going to be, they'll have their own QR code that allows them to see this 3D monster while they're searching for it. So they're going to do this scavenger hunt. So beware of kids running around looking for monsters. It's all good fun. We will also have our engraved brick pavers fundraiser going in front of the Queen. We had a great turnout in response to that in August. We've already made the first order, so we hope to have enough bricks to make a second order very soon. And if you come by the Queen, you'll be able to look in and see the progress on the framing. Randy French and Stylecraft Builders have been doing a great job. There's stairs up. I stood there this morning in the lobby and tried to imagine what it's going to look like when it's finished, but it's pretty exciting to see that project moving forward.
I know that was, now that I'm in my sixth round of fall activities uh-huh. here, and to see the evolution of the Queen as a great example
yeah.
of how that's being transformed.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a long time coming. We're again so grateful to all the local contractors who have donated materials and labor, and it's just shaping up to be a great project.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Brine Association, let's move on to the Texas Reds Festival. Now you're donning the T-shirt, which I'm
That's
guessing
right.
will be among the items for sale at the end of the
yeah,
month.
Yeah, you'll see some of these T-shirts on the back. It says the beef is back. That's what we're most excited about, really, is that we're bringing the steak dinners back to Texas Reds. And if you want to buy those steak dinners at a reduced price, you better buy them now, because the prices go up after Labor Day. You can go online, you can purchase your wine tasting package, craft beer, a steak dinner. You can also get combo packages. We've got Kids Zone tickets on there as well. But prices will go up after Labor Day. And if you want the combo packages, then you can only get those online. The day of, you will only be able to buy the single packages. And we only have a limited number of steak dinner tickets available the day of the festival. So if you want to be guaranteed to get your steak dinner, you better buy online. And those are $20 right now, which Jay Cody's is cooking a choice ribeye, two sides, tea, dessert. That's all included. That's a pretty good deal for $20.
And you've just run down everything you have to pay for. That's because the list of what's free is much longer.
That's right. All the music is free. We have over 40 bands booked now for the 2 days of the festival. We also added another new thing. Friday night before the festival starts on Saturday, we have a kind of like a street dance. The Rockefellers will be there. That will be on the South Stage on Main Street. So we're hoping that people will come out and just have fun and dance a little and look around and see what they're going to come back and go to the following day. If you drive by Jay Cody's on South College right now, you'll see our Texas Reds trailer. We affectionately call her Miss Texas. That's on display out there. That's something that we use at the state cook-off area. So it's a great little photo op during the festival. So lots to do that day.
What else do we need to remind folks about the festival?
Well,
let's start off with the dates again.
That's important. September 26th and 27th. It's the last weekend of September. And again, that kickoff party is the Friday evening before that. Festival hours, 11 a.m. to 10:30 on Saturday, and then noon to 5 on Sunday. Again, it's free. The only ticketed items are the wine, craft beer, and steak, and Kids Zone. The parking garage will be available that weekend for free, so people can park in the garage. I think they've got over 900 spaces in the garage. And, there'll just be a lot to do. Downtown, the streets will be closed. Bryan Street and Main Street, pretty much from 28th or 29th up to 19th or Martin Luther King. So cross streets will be closed as well, so you'll have to go around. But we will have a shuttle also for festival parking that will come from Blinn. So, it's a fun weekend. It's a way to come see downtown Bryan if you haven't been down in a while. We will have food vendors. We'll have artist showcase that the Arts Council helps us with. Craft vendors, and probably really the coolest thing, I think, is it's set against the backdrop of downtown. It's just a chance to talk to the people who have businesses there. We've got some of our retail businesses who will also have a booth in the festival. So we're excited to do that for them.
More information available how?
TexasRedsFestival.com. We rolled out a new website about a month ago, so it has all the information right up front. There's also our website, downtownbryan.com. We have a Texas Reds Festival Facebook page. We've got the Historic Bryan Facebook page. You're going to stumble into any of those pages if you're on social media. So all the information is up. And again, I would encourage listeners to get those tickets early.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Downtown Bryan Association, squeezed between First Friday and the Reds Festival. You've got some Texas A&M home football games that you like to have some folks come to downtown Bryan.
That's right. Every home football game for Texas A&M, we have what we call Football Fridays. We have a free concert at the Palace. We will have one next Friday night. Now, I know A&M is having a big 3-day tailgate, but you can come to downtown Bryan, take in the concert, then you'll be able to go to Midnight Yell and fireworks and everything they have later that evening. Our concerts on home games will be 8 p.m. until about 10 or 10:30. And they're free, so come down and listen to some great music. I think most of the bands that we have booked will be in Texas Reds, or they'll come back for some of our summer concerts. But be sure and come to downtown Bryan. Restaurants will be open. We have a shuttle to downtown Bryan now for the games, so we're excited about that as well.
Sorry to take this out of sequence. One more thing, going back to the Reds Festival, how are you all doing on recruiting volunteers?
We're doing pretty well, but we could always use more. A reminder that we offer organizations, nonprofits, and civic organizations the opportunity to work 50 hours, and then in return for that, we will write a $500 check to their organization. We handed out almost $20,000 to community organizations last year, and it was a great help. So now that A&M is back, if student groups want to get involved, there's something for everyone. Everything from serving wine to helping in the steak tent to backstage for the bands, just all over the place. Kids Zone, just being a runner.
Have another minute or so beyond September. Mm-hmm. What are you all planning for through the rest of the calendar year?
Well, I told you when I came in today that we're not going to get to take a breath until Christmas, because we've got something almost every week between now and Christmas. We, in addition to the Football Fridays and Texas Reds, we have Lights On, which is when all the Christmas lights come on in downtown Bryan. We have the downtown Christmas parade that's at night. That's really a cool thing. We will have a wine and wassail walk. That was hugely popular last year. People could come and shop in the evening and taste wine or taste a non-alcoholic option, wassail or hot chocolate. It was just a lot of fun. We had a great turnout for that. That's a ticketed event. Everything else is free.
Just stay on top of it by following Downtown Bryan on the website or on social media.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
We'll see you downtown.
Okay.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.